The Ripoll House. Looking to your right, you will see the dome of the next building of interest, although it is somewhat hidden by the surrounding buildings. The Ripoll House, which is not open to the public. Here we have a very beautiful modernist house that was constructed in 1913 by Giuseppe Maria Pujoli de Barbera. In those days, the building had a privileged position, with sea views. It also had several outbuildings, a servant's house, an area for carriages, a tennis court, a swimming pool, stables, etc. The house has the appearance of a fairy tale castle, but today it has lost some of its most important parts. The Ripoll family usually spent the summer at this house, while their normal place of residence was in Barcelona. The most spectacular feature is the façade looking onto the sea. You cannot see this from the Passage de Sant Antoni. That is richly decorated with mosaics. Another characteristic feature of this mansion is the eight-sided tower topped with a dome covered in blue tiles. This houses an attic with a sloping roof and windows or shutters opening out from it. During the 1970s, much of the building was demolished to make way for new construction. However, we can still see two sections of it today, the main house of the Ripoll family at number 15 and the staff quarters at number 17. Walking down the Passage de Sant Antoni towards the roundabout, you will cross Via Augusta. The Roman amphitheatre, close to the Church of Santa Maria de Miracle, is located just below, next to the Roman gardens.